Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Okay, deep calming breath. Welcome back. Let's start to get into the nuts and bolts of today's show. Thank you for joining us today and every day. So preparing now for, oh my goodness, I guess this will probably be the third visit for Isabella when she gets here to do so. Isabella Thor upcoming at taping on Thursday the 25th at 8 a.m. When she gets her to do so, we're going to be talking about her most recent blog entry and that category within, which is how to lose weight for the last time, her blog so entitled. But for those of you that might not have yet had the opportunity to join us, you haven't heard the archival shows, you need to be refreshed, it's all good. Let's do that. I think it's a good time to revisit Isabella's website as well, just to give everyone an overview. Isabella's going to be joining me each and every month for the balance of the year, and we outlined kind of a 12-month perspective on that. So, IsabellaThor.com, when you get there to do so, frequently asked questions page, I would highly recommend, if you're not familiar, or even if you are, good overview there. And the questions listed there quickly are, what can you help with in functional nutrition? She and I will discuss that when she gets here to do so. What is included in the Health Foundation program? More about the Health Foundation program within in and of itself when you get there to navigate the website. Are you currently available to take on new clients? She is. And how long does it take to get results? Is Isabella an MD? Is functional nutrition related to functional medicine? What diet do you encourage for your clients? Highly recommend the frequently asked questions page to get yourself a little bit more familiar with Isabella, wherever you may or may not be in that progression. When you flip back to her homepage to get there to do so for yourself, restorative, functional, nutritional, and nutrition, what else would you be doing if you knew your health dreams were inevitable? Your dream come true start here by navigating the link there, once again, at IsabellaFuller.com on the homepage. What are you carrying around? Her question to you all from her website. Never-ending diet cycles, infertility and miscarriages, mind and body fatigue, digestive pain, depression and anxiety, mood disorders, and period pain, then she can help you. I first person, meaning herself, from the website. I don't want to manage your symptoms. I want to resolve them. Let me show you how. A nurse, entrepreneur, and mother came to her with skin and sleep challenges in over 2 years of 23, 25-day periods, slowly growing more and more painful. Exposé there on the homepage. Work with Isabella, practicing functional nutritional therapy. She works with two main types of clients, mood slash hormonal disorders, and how to lose weight for the last time. The title of this most current issue of her blog, which in about 15 more seconds, we'll take a 10-second break and get you to that. Couples with fertility challenges, if that is you, her Health Foundation program offers you consistent, predictable results through work that is smarter, not harder, such that you can experience a new reality where your dream health goals are inevitable, not improbable, or impossible. We'll take that 10-second break. We'll be right back. Alluding the show today, upcoming guest, repeat guest, Isabella Thor, NTP, isabellathor.com. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for being here. Let's continue with talking an overview prelude show here a little bit about Isabella Thor, upcoming guest at time of taping Thursday, April 25th at 8 a.m. The importance of a healthy mindset, something we've talked about again archivally at my other shows with studio guests and at my blogs and where we do these shows daily many times, Workouts for Geriatrics, Main Mentor Moments. Healthy mindset for sustainable weight loss. We haven't talked about it for a while, but we have archivally. That's something we'll definitely get into the discussion with Isabella. What are some common mindset roadblocks people face when trying to lose weight? What are your examples? All or nothing thinking, negativity or negatively, whichever the case may be, or positively. Let us know either of the two. What's working for you? What are you struggling with? How can listeners out there develop a more empowering mindset around weight loss? Isabella will help us with that, but what are you finding where applicable? What have you done? Who are you seeing? What have you read? What are you finding successful? That's the part of networking in a different way of networking for the community. Edifying. Community healing. Weight and fat release. Exploring Isabella Thor's approach to weight and fat release, not only in her blog, but within her practice, which again, she will expand upon when she gets here to do so. Does she discuss specific dietary or lifestyle changes? How does she differentiate between healthy and unhealthy weight loss? Well, of course, the answer is yes to the first one. And join us and find out how she does. Actionable tips, hopefully. Practical takeaways. Well, speaking from a man's side, not a woman, but speaking from a man's side, I had 50 pounds of weight, overweight, at one point in time in my life. All for the wrong reasons that we talk about elsewhere, but I did have it temporarily. So yeah, it was a weight issue. Will she and does she mention any specific techniques or strategies for weight loss? And how can listeners incorporate these tips into their daily routines? For sure, join us on Thursday. Submit your questions in advance related to the blog post or weight loss in general. You can pose probing questions to Isabella directly throughout the interview when she gets here to do so. And she's extended the arm in the description at our website and within the confines of the said newsletter, which I'll read at the close. Can you elaborate on the role of stress in weight management yourselves as listeners? And we'll have Isabella do it within her own regime that she did the expose on within the confines of her most current blog, which is what she's going to expand upon when she gets here to speak for herself. How can listeners identify if they have underlying health conditions affecting their weight by interacting directly here at the message board? Whatever suits your fancy, availability, and comfort zone. Weight loss, healthy lifestyle, functional medicine, mindset, Isabella Thor, BA Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing Hour, Holistic Health. Again, we're blessed. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. So this caters to all audience through the global exposure of the show that I've been blessed to have due to yourselves. Most assuredly, your interaction and the provocative guests like Isabella Thor that I've been blessed to interview and continuing to do so. Cracking the Code, How to Lose Weight for the Last Time with Isabella Thor. Unpacking Weight Loss Myths with Functional Nutritionalist Isabella Thor. Leave your voicemails asking Isabella specific questions about the blog post, your own issues as they may be, her website, anything. Previous shows, present shows. Somebody did indeed reach out to her at our last show. She can maybe refresh our memory on that. Because you know I'll forget. So let's take a 10-second break. We'll come back. We'll synopsize for today. And this will be the conclusion in 10 seconds to today's overview prelude show to the most recent upcoming episode in this series of With Isabella Thor. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Okay, deep calming breath and welcome back. So quickly finishing up a little tiny bit from Isabella's website when you get there to do so, the blog, when you negotiate that page, that's what we'll be talking about, her most recent entry for March, back when it was authored, March 24th, giving us that 30-day cycle between she and myself at the end of the month. That's the game plan each subsequent month. For instance, her next newsletter for April, which she's working on the tail end of when it gets here to do so, and she'll be talking about the true cost of period pain and how to resolve that. Here, it's going to be about her blog issue entitled How to Lose Weight for the Last Time. So again, when y'all get there to do so on the blog page from her website, you certainly can navigate that yourselves. But let's take a couple of quick bullet points, and then I'd want to expand upon them a little bit here now. So she has a nice chart there, which I'll show on the display board when we actually do the interview show come Thursday, the adjacent video board that accompanies my Blog Talk radio show. And that chart, which you can see, you know, whichever you get to first, and depending on when you're hearing this prelude show, her blog page shows the chart of her own chart. So reading the first paragraph or two from her blog that we'll be talking about and she'll be expanding upon when she gets here to do so. Verbatim, the last time I saw a diet program advertisement was a year ago in the spring of 2023. Mindset, weight, and fat release. How to lose weight for the last time. Again, authored in March on the 24th by Isabella Thorpe. Verbatim. For the first time in years, I didn't feel the urge to change my weight loss plan because the program I made for myself was already, all capitalized, working. And the chart, when you get to see it, depicts in a gradation starting on a Wednesday, and you can see the pie chart going down in her succession of staying vigilant with what she created. Now, continuing verbatim, that's when I was trying to be as lazy as possible. More on this later, her words now, verbatim. I've been down diet program rabbit holes, meaning herself, more of them than I cared to admit to even my closest family and friends. Like most of my clients, I just want to make the transformation in secret and then amaze everyone with what I did. Then if I fail, no one would ever know I failed, right? Sure, except I would know. So I'm going to hover on that, let you all catch up on that paragraph wherever you fall on her blog and newsletter reading from isabellathor.com. Deep calming breath. So reflecting back on lots of shows over the years that I've been blessed to do with many women in many categories, entrepreneurs, doctors, therapists, nutritionists, and those that speak for women's rights have been guests on my shows, and all causes women, as well as men and overall health. But I've been blessed that I can be contributory because it's so important. So in that reflecting, I'm verbally and visually here for myself going flashing back on one of my blogs, a recent note that I did about reflection and age. Hopefully aging with intelligence is a hopeful prerequisite that's being fulfilled for myself. But I want to age with intelligence and grace and verve and energy. And I talk a lot about that at our Workouts for Geriatrics show. And we have talked a lot about that. So saying yes to new things as we all maturize on the chronology ladder in life, wherever we fall, however young or old we are. Saying yes to new things reassures confidence and building confidence. And in a little tiny bit of one of my business shows, Main Mentor Moments in Business and Life, you have to fail to succeed. So true in life. And the only way to know that is to try something. It's how you find out what's good for you, what's bad for you, what isn't for you, your likes, your dislikes, all of that. So, mindset that we talk a lot about at our meditation cycles and sessions weekly with Seth Lee Brzezinski, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. freedomsnap.org. Join us. Check out Seth's new website, imawakenow.com as well. And then our guided sessions and our three audio shows in the YouTube offering. So tying this in to just health overall, but for women for sure, the older that we all get, however, you know, if you're presently there or you're a kid of 15, as you age along the way, these are things you encounter and will. Older means that you'll experience loss, personal, professional. It comes with, in many cases, outliving spouses, friends, siblings, neighbors, business constituents, I meditate every day. I propose that to everybody, to whatever degree you can and are partaking. Let us know that too. And then interchanging with the questions at the show today are more pertinent overall for Isabella when she comes on the show. But know the transformative power that it can have and the ability to help you stop thinking about the past and spiraling in the vortex that we definitely talk a lot about, because 95% of the world populace is still spiraling in it. All right, I wanted to sneak that little snippet kind of as a bridge to the next one. Gives a good point on a little tiny bit of reflection. And truth be told, I'm working on a little something in on our 10-second break, which I've said before, in reality is a lot longer than 10 seconds to yourself. So let's take that break, because I'm ready to fine-tune something. And I just wanted to buy a little bit of airtime while I was actually trying to work on it as we speak. Mentor Moments. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you by our invitation where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, deep calming breath. Thanks for doing so and being here today. This is the last segment of today's show, probably about 5 minutes. So I'm going to actually kind of sort of go back to the opening paragraph of the show in the description and my opening intro a little bit to revisit, making sure hopefully nothing got lost in the translation of this prelude overview show, which will facilitate Isabella and myself when she gets here to answer those questions. So I called this prelude show Cracking the Code, Weight Loss for the Last Time, which will be with guest Isabella Thor upcoming for her 3rd appearance as it becomes on Thursday, April 25th at 8 a.m. at time of taping. And then as the year fetters out with the remaining balance of the months consecutively May through December and beyond, we'll be having Isabella back each subsequent month, which is what we've done in the first 2, if you will, her 3rd appearance upcoming. And they all encompass covering her mid-month generated blogs. Case in point, the one we talked about in today's show. So struggling to shed a few pounds for good. You've joined us today at this prelude show, hopefully getting some motivation, movement, literally and figuratively. We'll talk more about that at my Workouts for Geriatrics show a little bit later. Movement, more talking about plant-based nutrition to coincide with the topic that we'll be talking about with Isabella. Functional nutritionist Isabella Thor. So leave us a voicemail message and tell us what negative thoughts hold you back from weight loss success. What negative thoughts hold you back from weight loss success? You can always do it anonymously, but if you step up to the plate and identify it, it means that you're ready to put your arms around it. And that's not to minimize baby steps. You can do it anonymously. But what negative thoughts hold you back from weight loss success? Have you tried any weight loss approaches that backfired? Please share those with us, as we're all thriving a lot to survive. Your information, my information, my guests' information, their audience, our audience, one star shot seed at a time. So Isabella will be tackling these questions and more, probing questions for herself. How can listeners identify the root causes of their own weight gain? And what are some practical tips for developing a healthy relationship with food? Something I'll be blogging and talking about in my daily shows, continuing with Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92, where we talk about everything, health and wellness, exercises, free weight bands, free weights, exercise bands, nutrition in and of itself, plant-based foods, water, food and sustenance, but food for the mind, the body, and the soul. And health care in and of itself, insurances, all kinds of different topics. So, going to sign off for today. Continue to join us daily. Those of you that are new, continue to pay it forward. We appreciate you doing so. Those of you that are regulars, continue to pay it forward. That's how we continue to grow and have done so exponentially with your help. Those that are formulating your own teams over at the business shows and mentor moments in life, thanks for being here. Keep me abreast of any situation. If you want to self-edify in interest levels there at those shows, we'll discuss those at my other audio shows. Once again, the YouTube offering, Bill Holt at BillHolt8792. Like us, share us, give us a thumbs up. More importantly, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. Looking to get that 100th Monkey Mind there, as well as the weekly Coherence meetings led by Seth Lee Brzezinski, freedomsnap.org, each and every Tuesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for one. Our guided meetings here, our informal meetings here. Everybody knows somebody that's challenged right now, especially at the precipice of time in this world. The theater that's playing out before our very eyes. We do it calmly, serenely, together, with repose. It would be counterintuitive to good health to do it otherwise. Everybody, individually in your community, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, we are all suffering this simultaneously, experiencing it, seeing it, witnessing it. The world's a little bit more tilted on its axis at the moment. We continue to support all wild animals being driven out of their natural environments worldwide, all feral and rescue animals worldwide, domesticated pets. Domestic pets, same challenges for themselves. Good, clean foods and medicines. We do our very best and have the capabilities of helping you out with sources for those, their people, plants, and the planet. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information. Myself, the Porcelain Junction Box, continuing to put you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, literally and figuratively, lawyers, doctors, entrepreneurs, authors, psychoanalysts, mediators, meditators, have been blessed to interview them all worldwide. With your help, we continue to pay it forward, growing one star seed at a time. The big patchwork quote that a holistic apothecary medicine is, the multi-piece jigsaw puzzle snapping together in synchronicity, but synergistically, that all modalities and the many modalities that allow the body to get in tune with the innate trait it's always had to heal itself. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.